Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And I was reading an article this week. It was about a trend right now, a couple of influencers and parenting, a parenting trend, where it said, the article said that a few influencers were suggesting and advocating that when you have a birthday party for your kid, that when you invite the guests, you ask them not only to bring a gift for your kid, for the birthday kid, but please bring a gift for the sibling or siblings of the birthday kid as well. Now, my point is not to get involved in that debate. I'm not here to give really parenting tips right now. My point is that we are talking about envy this week. This past Sunday, we kicked off our series on vice and virtue, talking about what's traditionally been called the seven deadly sins. And the first one we talked about is envy. And envy is something that it is part of our fallen nature, and we see it show up early in things like, hey, why did he get that gift? Why did she get that gift? And I get nothing. See, envy, I tried to make this distinction on Sunday. Coveting, right? This is the 10th commandment of the Bible. Don't covet your neighbor's stuff. Right? Don't covet your neighbor's wife, or the way it says in Exodus, right? His donkey, or his servants, or anything that is your neighbor's. In our context, it would be, look, don't look over at your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your friend, your coworker, feeling like I need what they have in order to be happy. That's coveting. Envy is when it moves into, hey, you covet people's stuff, but you envy the person who has the stuff. And it's envy happens when it's moved to, I have negative feelings, resentment toward that person. I'm looking at that person going, oh, if I just had what they have, why did they get that and I don't? I thought one author said it very well, usually you envy people who are close to you, right? You don't envy just random people. It's usually people who are close to you, people in your life that you think, why, we're about the same. Why do they get that and I don't? And there's this feeling of, I kind of secretly wish that they will fall or fail or they'll lose that thing, and I want that thing. And envy is, though it comes naturally, part of our sinful nature, right? The scriptures say the wages of sin is death. James in chapter 3 talks about where there is envy and selfish ambition, you'll find every evil practice, all sorts of disorder. And envy grows on the same branch that bitterness and anger and feelings constantly slighted, comparison and rivalry, those things all sort of travel together or grow on the same branch. And so envy is really serious. And it's something that on Sunday we talked about, what's the solution to it? How do we fight it in our lives? Once we've identified and sort of diagnosed that, yes, I am dealing with this. I'm looking at other people, comparing myself to them, envying them for the things they have and the things that I don't have. We root that out of our lives. The way I said it on Sunday, we root it out by rooting ourselves in the gospel. We root out envy by rooting ourselves in the gospel. We go back to the word. We fix our eyes on Christ, and we preach to ourselves what it is that God has done for us, who he is, what he's given us through Christ. For me personally, I go back to Ephesians chapter 1 a lot. I read Ephesians 1 verses 3 through 14, where the Apostle Paul gives this incredible description of all the things that God has given us in Christ, that in him we have redemption. We have the forgiveness of our sins. He's given us the Holy Spirit, sealed us with his Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our inheritance. We have an inheritance in Christ that's eternal. It never fades, never spoils, never perishes, right? These are the things that the Apostle Paul and the rest of the scriptures in the New Testament tell us is true about us, that we have new life in Christ because of his death and resurrection, that we are loved by God. There in Ephesians 1, it says, but we were adopted into his family, that in love, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus. There's just these so many blessings and promises. And when you choose to focus on that, when you spend time reading that, meditating on it, it's like in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water. when we take our attention off of the things that we don't have, and we place it on who God is and the things that we have in Christ, all the ways He's blessed us, it puts us in right perspective. It gives us the right perspective. And it gives a lot of space for the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, to give us gospel security, to remind us of our gospel identity, to remind us, I don't have to compare myself. We don't have to compare ourselves to other people. And I don't need what that person has in order to be happy and joyful in the Lord. I have Christ and all the spiritual blessings that come with that. So I want to pray for you right now, and I want to encourage you to take a moment to pray. That God, take time if you need to, just to confess to the Lord, like, Lord, I am dealing with this, struggling with this, envying others, and ask God to help you root that out of your life by rooting yourself in the gospel, preaching the gospel to yourself, and focusing on who God is and what He's done for you. Let me pray for you and then encourage you to pray for yourself. Father, we do ask that. Forgive us. Help us, Lord. Help us not to compare ourselves to others. Help us not to believe the lie that we need things, that we need those things that others have that we want in order to be happy. Father, desire is good. But when those things are distorted by sin and good things become ultimate things that we feel like we need in order to be happy, Father, that's where it becomes sinful. So help us with that. Help us to be joyful in You and just to delight ourselves in all of who You are and what You've done for us. Father, we love You. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think that over and to pray for yourself.